Moncrief on News Talk.
You know, in those American high school movies in the 80s, the young man turns up and picks up his date for the prom and brings her a corsage. Well, now they're back. The fashion guru Laura Mullett is mad into them. Afternoon, Laura.
Hello, how are you today?
Not too bad. Can you explain what is a corsage?
Oh, so a corsage is, it's like a little wrist bracelet with a beautiful mini bouquet on it.
Right. And the bouquet, are they generally real flowers?
Well, usually it'd be like, let's say, one real little rose and then maybe some baby's breath. But what's happening is now it's kind of going down a fancier route.
Right. OK. And you'd wear it on your wrist, would you?
Well, do you know what? It's actually becoming more common as a brooch. So back when I had my debs, it would have been a wrist thing. And I didn't know they existed until I was given one when I was younger. And I was like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. So lovely to be able to wear like a little bouquet on my wrist. But nowadays it tends to be brooches, and we're seeing a lot on the runway as well. It's just sort of like, I always think of that Meryl Streep line. It's so funny in The Devil Wears Prada where she says, you know, flowers for spring, groundbreaking. But I think coming out of this dull time, I can see why flowers and colour and life really does appeal to people, especially when it comes to kind of special events and occasions.
Okay. But if you traditionally wear a corsage on your wrist and then you're wearing it as a brooch, then it's not a corsage. Or am I being too picky here?
I think maybe it sort of comes along the lines of women buying themselves their own flowers. I think the idea of a corsage, that would have been the traditional way to wear them on the wrist. And I mean, it's becoming very popular again in kind of a nostalgic way in America. We're seeing them back on social media. It's being more publicized. But I think people are taking the interpretation of the corsage concept and then for special occasions, pinning them to the chest to like finish a really dramatic, bold look. Or let's say if someone is wearing tailoring, to go for it too. And it's the same that like it's men wearing them as kind of like boutonnieres, but they're not, it's not just for getting married. I think people are kind of working these flowers into their outfits because it makes them feel good and it's kind of a confidence thing and a bit of a style statement, I suppose, too.
Okay. And so men are wearing them as well now?
Yeah, men are wearing them too. But like when I would have thought of boutonnieres, like again, the little kind of lapel flowers, like I would have thought really special occasions like a dad on the wedding day, the groom, maybe the groomsman. Mm. But now people are kind of using these dried and cool flowers. Like they might have particular meanings. It's just about finding things, I suppose, that are beautiful. Dried flowers are great because a lot of flowers, if you take them out of the water, they can die between 4 to 6 hours. So like I got great tips one time if I was using real flowers in fashion for editorials or anything. If you use boiling water, there's certain flowers, it'll keep them alive longer. If you dilute Sprite, it keeps other flowers alive longer. So some people are just pinning a single rose with safety pins. And that's kind of their fashion statement too. We are going to see this a lot more in magazines and in editorials. It kind of starts at the top tier fashion brands like Louis Vuitton and then works its way down.
Right. So is it now, is it now you can buy corsages that are produced by major fashion labels?
Well, I think it's more so that they're taking that idea and then people are DIYing it at home. So I suppose when we watch films like Wuthering Heights, we see all this drama and fashion and ribbons and hair and flowers. And I think people are trying to bring that ethereal kind of romanticism into their day-to-day lives. So a lot of this will be DIY. A lot of this will be someone who's into that world, maybe incorporating flowers in kind of a cool and different way. But I think it does influence weddings and special occasions like that, because I think people are realizing, oh, so I could create this vibe without a really expensive cost. I can do something that looks cool, but maybe is a little bit more relaxed than the conventional kind of florist route.
Right. But you'd have to be somewhat dressed up to wear one, I'm assuming. You wouldn't like, pin a rose to an owl jumper.
That's really valid. And I understand, although it's lovely to dress up no matter what the occasion is. What I always found fascinating was Irish designer Simone Rocha used to have these kind of tulle ballerina dresses and there'd be what looked like real roses in the pockets. And Sarah Jessica Parker would have worn those, let's say, 2 seasons ago on her show and just like that. It's kind of since then that I'm seeing them paired sometimes like, that was kind of styled in a really urban, cool, edgy way. But yes, truthfully, we are more so seeing a rose, let's say, popped on top of a kind of a dramatic black tailoring. I think it's something that kind of lends a little bit of drama. And when it comes to male fashion at premieres and screenings for celebrities, they're getting bolder, braver, more edgy. So I think this is another way to kind of bring a little bit of personality in.
Right. So did the revival start with Sarah Jessica Parker?
So, well, I'd have to credit Simone Rocha. She's such an amazing Irish designer. And I think the way she did it, like Jim Batista Valley, Alexander McQueen, and may he rest in peace, like they were obviously really prevalent in using roses and florals in their own way. And I think when we look at like nails, like women getting their nails done now in kind of a couture way, you can get dried petals in. I think this has been filtering in for a while, but I think now at the moment, flowers, you're going to notice now that I've said it, they seem to be everywhere, but it's such a lovely positive thing. And I think it's great to see people maybe taking risks when it comes to their style.
Yeah. Don't think you'll see many of them today because of the weather. are people pinning them to their handbags as well?
I've seen handbags, but it's kind of that Birkin effect where people get a handbag and then have loads of charms and different things off of it. I think that is beautiful, but being honest, I can see the roses or flowers getting slightly battered by that. I think the lapel or décolletage is usually a safer place. Hopefully it doesn't get tangled in your hair, but usually up a little bit higher, it tends to be more protected. But I mean, we are seeing them on the wrist. They're still the kind of traditional corsage concept, but it doesn't tend to have the baby's breath. It might be, let's say, dried flowers or just something that's a little bit more mystical looking, like practical magic, witchy kind of vibes.
Laura, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Laura Mullett there, the fashion guru.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.